Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We would like to announce tonight that the Discover Winter Classic, which traditionally is played on January 1st, moving to New Year's Eve. That's right.
Yeah.
You should just buy this tuxedo.
Well, I won't be hungover.
Yeah. Well, maybe. We'll see. The game will be played at Wrigley Field as the Chicago Blackhawks take on the St. Louis Blues.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's some fun news, right? Pop a bottle. Let's get some champers going. And joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the king of sports books. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
I like the idea of an outdoor game at Wrigley Field. That sounds fun.
I'll like it better if they add another alumni game and we could, the old guys get to play too. That'd be cool.
Yeah, noon. You guys could go at noon. They could play at 4, and you can have a big party at midnight.
Noon? No, we don't need the party by then. I'd be a lot earlier than that. Start at noon.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be great. I mean, I had the opportunity to play once that game Detroit against Chicago in Wrigley, and that was so cool. I mean, obviously growing up in Chicago and never imagining there'd be a hockey game there and then being a part of it. That was a pretty awesome day.
So the season is over tonight, Chelly, and as we lament that, because I think everyone that likes watching Connor Bedard, sorry the season is over, even though it's included a lot of losing. How do you put into perspective what progress, if any, the Hawks made this year?
I mean, obviously, the fans knew coming into the season, you know, it's a rebuild or what you want to call a youth movement. But just the fact that we were lucky enough to get Connor in that first pick overall, that created a big buzz right from the second it happened. The season tickets, people bought a ton of season tickets. So that part, I don't think he disappointed. From the first game on, that game against Pittsburgh where he scored his first goal, again, you know, head-to-head with Crosby. And there were some, you know, for a team that, you know, in the standings weren't competitive, there were some highlights, you know, some great moments in the United Center and some of those road games where they worked hard and the crowd was in it. And you'd never know that we weren't in the playoff race for a lot of those games just because of, you know, Connor and Kershev, Korchinski, Vlasic. There's a lot of young talent there, and there's a lot of hope for the next season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, Chris, it was super cool. Landon Slaggard got his chance to come in. And then Frankie Nazar comes in and scores in his first touch, basically. And you look at a guy like that coming out of Michigan, and he's a guy they drafted highly. And it's almost as if, you mentioned – Korchinski, Vlasic, you start thinking about what the future can be, and they're loaded again with draft picks, and maybe they get lucky in the lottery again. It's almost like you're entering like maybe a funner offseason than in season, although there wasn't a lot better than watching Bedard. That was awesome.
No, like I said, all the pressure that was on him coming, you know, from Canada, and you know, it's tough. I couldn't imagine at 17 at that age, and then just turning 18. To have that put on your shoulders. But again, he handles it so well, and you could tell his interviews, the way he conducts himself on the ice. He's just a great kid, and Chicago's lucky to have him. That first shot, that's kind of like baseball guy, a batter batting his first and hitting a homer. That was pretty cool. And then showing his parents or his grandparents in the crowd, flashing to them, and then Kevin Magnussen obviously must be his agent because he was jumping higher than anybody in that suite. That was pretty cool. I don't know if you noticed that, but that made my night when I saw Kevin there jumping up and down.
So, Chelly, this has been a great week for the NHL. A lot of drama the other night. I was watching two games simultaneously, the Red Wings getting knocked out even though they won with the shootout. Unbelievable finish to that game. But the Caps sneak in because of Ovechkin, and then the Flyers pull the goalie. It was crazy, but a great week for NHL drama, especially I know Austin Matthews didn't get 70, but you get Kucherov getting 100 assists, a lot of other things going on. Fun week.
Yeah, I mean, I called him, you know, halfway through the year. If Matthews would have got that 70 on the button, I think you got to give him the MVP. And he's still right there in consideration to get 69. McKinnon had a great year. There's some other guys, too, silently. There's no wrong choice for the MVP of the year. But, yeah, and that point system they developed years ago where ties are a point, it just keeps the playoff race right till the very end. It just shows you how important – it is to get off to a good start, because come, you know, April, you know, May, April, those points are tougher to get because, you know, guys are fighting for the playoffs. So that's a lesson to be learned, you know, for in the future that, you know, just you have to be ready right in the beginning of the year. You could be, you know, you don't know. And I was, you know, pulling for Kaner. That's such disappointing because I was looking forward to Kaner. He was my Blackhawk as far as, you know, I'm concerned to be going into the playoffs and keeping an eye on. But, you know, he had a great year, and it's just too bad they didn't get in.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Chelly.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Chris Chelios.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.